podcasting.org. And this is John hosting the program so far. Deanne will be in shortly.
Here I am, John.
Oh, hi, Deanne.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Just getting in, just getting cleaned up, and been a busy day.
Yeah, it was busy for both of us, and weird weather still, and lots of stuff to talk about. We're going to have the first hour. We're going to be talking to author. He is with the Veterans for Constitution, Rights, and he's going to be talking about some of the things we need to know. And then we're going to switch topics over to these crazy, insane murders and people getting killed in these college campuses. I want to cover that a bit. And then I think we go right into talking about election talk. So, folks, again, if you have any opinions here, you can call in 800-313-9443. I'm going to make a couple announcements real quick in the broadcast. Folks, if you want to visit my information on my site, go to justiceradio.wetpaint.com, justiceradio.wetpaint.com. You can hear the broadcast there, and there's connections there to other sites I've had. The other is integritynews.wetpaint.com and conspiracyradionetwork.wetpaint.com. Or just Google my name, Deanne, D'ANNE, Burley, B as in boy, U-R-L-E-Y, and there's a lot of information out there on the Internet. Also, we have people that we want to say thanks to, John, that has been involved with the broadcast, helping a lot. Bill in Idaho, a very fine man, helped me a lot with getting information together. We have Mo, he's in Oregon. He calls in and giving me excellent information reports. Thank you very much. I have people from England contacting. There's a gentleman in New Zealand. Excellent material information he sends me. And it all helps because it gives us, you know, more of an idea of what's going on across the world and how people view us. Also, listeners, too, I'm asking and pleading to you to keep my show alive. It's kind of helped me, keeping me alive right now. I'm in a situation that's pretty dark, and I've been trying to keep alive, to say the least, and keep the broadcast going. So if you can make any donation, it could be $5, $10 or whatever, doesn't matter. It just helps what I'm trying to do and to keep everything afloat. If you can make it to PayPal, just as deanne.burley@gmail.com, deanne.burley@gmail.com. And just if you could, put something there, because, again, helps me do what I'm doing. What I want to do eventually, John and everyone, is put together a legal defense fund for people out there that have problems, that are whistleblowers. I want to try to put monies together in order to try to help people that are homeless and do the right thing. Because, again, you know, if we use media the proper way, there's a thing that we're missing here. We can spread not only the word, but we'll also do the work, the real work of getting things done to help everyone, you know, in this equation. John, you want to say something about that quick?
Well, be honest with you, we have a great guest on, and he's not going to have a whole lot of time to get things done, so if we can get to him, I think he'd be appreciative.
Yeah, well, we're going to bring Arthur on right now, but we're going to break. That's why I was holding off.
Okay.
So after the break, we're bringing Arthur on. We'll be right back.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back, and this is the Dee Ann Burley Show on Late Night with Dee Ann on HarborRepublicBroadcasting.org. And we have a great guest that we've had before. His name's Arthur Berklow, and he's head of the Veterans for Constitutional Law. And it's limited, but to be honest with you, I don't think there's very many limits that Arthur has. Are you there, Arthur?
Yes, I am.
And welcome.
Hey, thank you, John.
I know you've got a whole array of stuff to go.
Oh, I got a lot of stuff
I'm gonna let
to
you
talk
just get
about
going.
And the first thing is the information that has been given to me by Dr. Stanley Monteith. And we have to go back 4 months to October 12, 2007. It was a luncheon, the Military Reporters and Editors Luncheon, that was given October 12, 2007, and your chief speaker was Lieutenant General retired Ricardo Sanchez, who was the coalition forces in Iraq's commander between June 2003 and June 2004. And here is the, this is on ideas and what Dr. Stanley Monteith has put together for me. After 4 years of fighting, these are in the words of Ricardo Sanchez, General Sanchez, who retired. After 4 years of fighting, America continues its desperate struggle in Iraq without any concerted effort to devise a strategy that will achieve victory in that war-torn country or the greater conflict against extremism. why we got into this in the first place, extremism. While the politicians espouse their rhetoric designed to preserve their reputations and their political power, our soldiers die. Continued manipulations and adjustments to our military strategy will not achieve victory. The best we can do with this flawed approach is to stave off defeat. There's been a glaring, unfortunate display of incompetent strategic leadership within our national leaders, and there is no question that America is living a nightmare with no end in sight. Without bipartisan cooperation, we are doomed to fail. There is nothing going on today in Washington that would give us any hope. Congress must shoulder a significant responsibility for this failure, since there has been no focused oversight of the nation's political and economic initiatives in this war. In the meantime, our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines will continue to die. America must understand that it'll take the Army at least a decade to fix the damage that has been done to its full-spectrum readiness, and a critical objective assessment of our nation's ability to execute our national security strategy must be conducted. If we are objective and honest, the results will be surprising to all Americans. There is unacceptable strategic risk. America has not been fully committed to win this war, and America must mobilize the interagency and political and economic elements of power which have been abject failures to date in order to achieve victory of any kind. Now, why is the United States fighting in Iraq today? Why did President Bush send J. Paul Brenner, CFR, to Iraq in May 2003 and let him disband the Iraqi army, disrupt the Iraqi police force, discharge the public servants who provided water, electricity, and sewerage to the populace, close the factories where hundreds of thousands of Iraqis were employed, close the hospitals, close many schools, and plunge Iraq into chaos? Why didn't the United States utilize the Iraqi army and the Iraqi police force to maintain order? And why didn't the United States maintain the Iraqi civil service and keep the Iraqi factories operating so the populace would have jobs? Why didn't the U.S. military divide Iraq into three ethnic regions and transfer control of those regions to the ethnic leaders? And why is the U.S. military fighting a no-win war in Iraq that is so similar in every way to the no-win wars that the U.S. military fought in Korea and Vietnam? Are the thousands of newspaper articles that were criticizing Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez justified, or were the articles written to demonize and to discredit General Sanchez because he revealed the shocking fact that the U.S. military has not been allowed to win the war in Iraq by our government? Lieutenant Ricardo Sanchez divided his address into two parts. The first segment dealt with his relationship to the media. The second segment discussed the military situation in Iraq because of the space limitations. I'm only going to talk about the second segment of General Sanchez's address. As we know, war is an extension of politics, and when a nation goes to war, it must bring to bear all elements of power in order to win. War fighting is not solely the responsibility of the military commander unless he's been given the responsibility and resources to synchronize the political, economic, and informational power of the nation. So who is responsible for developing the grand strategy that will allow America to emerge victorious from this generational struggle against extremism? After 4 years of fighting, more than 4 years, America continues its desperate struggle in Iraq without any concerted effort to devise a strategy that will achieve any victory in that war-torn country or in the greater conflict against extremism. From a catastrophically flawed, unrealistic, optimistic war plan to the administration's latest surge strategy, the administration has failed to employ and synchronize its political, economic, and military power. The latest revised strategy is a desperate attempt by the administration that has not accepted the political and economic realities of this war, and they have definitely not communicated that reality to the American people. An even worse and more disturbing assessment is that America cannot achieve the political consensus necessary to devise a grand strategy that will synchronize and commit our national power to achieve a victory in Iraq. And let's elaborate. There's been a glaring, unfortunate display of incompetent strategic leadership within our national leaders. As a Japanese proverb says, action without vision is a nightmare. There is no question that America is living a nightmare with no end in sight. Since 2003, the politics of war have been characterized by partisanship and the Republican and Democratic parties as they struggle for power in Washington. National efforts to date have been corrupted by partisan politics that have prevented us from devising effective, executable, supportable solutions. At times, these partisan struggles have led to political decisions that have endangered the lives of our sons and daughters on the battlefield. The unmistakable message was that political power had greater priority than our national security objectives. Overcoming this strategic failure is the first step toward achieving any victory in Iraq, and without bipartisan cooperation, we are doomed to fail. There's nothing going on today in Washington that would give us any hope. And if we succeeded in crafting a bipartisan strategy for victory, then America must hold off all national agencies accountable for developing and executing the political and economic initiatives that will bring about stability, security, political, and economic hope for all Iraqis. That has not been successful to date. And Congress must shoulder a significant responsibility for this failure, since there's been no focused oversight of the nation's political and economic initiatives in this war. Exhortations, encouragements, investigations, studies, and discussions will never produce success. This appears to be the nation's only alternative since the transfer of sovereignty. Our continued neglect will only extend the conflict. America's dilemma is that we no longer control the ability to directly influence the Iraq institutions. The sovereign Iraqi government must be cooperative in these long-term effects, and that is not likely to happen at the levels necessary in the near term. Our commanders on the ground will continue to make progress and provide time for the development of a grand strategy. That will be wasted effort, as we have been repeatedly since 2003. In the meantime, our soldiers, sailors, and airmen and Marines will continue to die. And what I'm saying is either fight the war as it should be fought, or let's get the hell out of there. And General Sanchez was demonized by our administration for coming out with the truth. And it's amazing that how many ex-generals and ex-commanders have been fighting with Mr. Bush and his bunch in Washington. And that's all I'm going to say here about the war is let's do it. Let's do it the right way, or let's get out and close the door.
Now, when President Bush was elected, they had three generals come out and write a book telling what was going on, and they basically, you know, as they went and balkanized Iraq, I mean, it's like you're saying, they shut down the hospitals and the schools
and
the infrastructure of the state. They've poisoned it with DU. They aren't over there for making good. They're over there for destroying that area.
And John, all we've succeeded in doing in Iraq is we've turned that whole nation into a toxic wasteland. Over the next 20, 30 years, people are going to come down with all kinds of cancers and leukemias due to the depleted uranium that's buried underneath the soil there in that country.
It's going to impact us here at home also.
Oh, yes, it already has. And let's talk about what's going on in college with some of these nuts that are getting guns and shooting up the place. Let's talk about Northern Illinois University. Now, This is something, an idea from Carl Warden, Carl F. Warden. I think it's time for a break. I hear the music.
Okay. We'll be right back. It's the Dan Burley Show on republicbroadcasting.org and with Arthur Burklow, the Veterans for Constitutional Law. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. And welcome back. We're the Dan Burley Show on Republic Broadcasting. We're with Arthur Burklow. And we're just talking about cannibalism, and you are what you eat. So.
We're going to talk now about Northern Illinois University. And this is an idea by Carl F. Warden. And once again, nobody had a gun. Now, once again, a gun-free zone has proven to be the place where everybody there is gun-free, except the psychopath with the gun. As the bodies were being scraped up and the wounded hauled away screaming, the college staff and campus police of Northern Illinois University declared the incident to be one tremendous success. They had planned and trained for this event after the massacre at Virginia Tech, and by golly, all the systems worked and the police responded within 2 minutes. Wow! So if everything worked as planned, how come 5 people are dead and around 15 more are screaming in local hospitals? What exactly is this elusive form of success these bright souls want everyone to appreciate? 2 minutes is an astonishingly fast police response time, I'll grant you that. But in a close quarters, Mortal Kombat environment like what happened at Virginia Tech and now Northern Illinois University, 2 minutes just doesn't cut it, especially when the victims are completely defenseless and their only hope is that the psycho shoots their friends instead of them. Now hear this, all you self-righteous and deluded university denizens of higher learning. The only effective defense against a gun in the wrong hands is a gun in the right hands, and only if the good guy has immediate access to a gun. The only way to accomplish that goal is to allow eligible students and faculty to carry guns concealed on campus. Utah allows its school teachers to carry guns concealed on campus and in the classroom if they qualify for a concealed gun permit. And with all the guns in Utah, I know because I was born there, you'd think at least one school shooting would have taken place. But that's not the case. If you listen to the Brady Bunch, that's the people in Washington that want to ban guns, if you listen to the Brady Bunch, guns cause people to shoot other people. Therefore, more guns create more gun crimes. Ergo, less guns or no guns means less or no gun crimes committed. Such solid logic leads to the creation of gun-free zones, so popular on most American college campuses, because if nobody on campus has a gun, nobody will get shot on campus, right? Oh yeah, that worked for Virginia Tech. 30-some-odd killed over there. And we let these idiots teach our young? If they are this pathetically stupid about basic survival issues, why do we employ them and allow them to teach anything at all? Surely their other areas of study and theory ought to be examined if they're that damn stupid. Within 2 hours of the Virginia Tech massacre, I obtained the email address for the school's top dog and sent them this message. This is coming from Carl Warden. And the message reads, "Congratulations, jackass. I sent that because it was none other than that man who lobbied the Virginia legislature to bar guns on the Virginia Tech campus after another gun incident at Virginia Tech created a call for eligible students and faculty to carry concealed guns on campus. Alas, the lecture bowed to the man's wishes, and 32 more people died in yet another gun-free zone. So the capable folks at Northern Illinois University got their police and emergency response times down to 2 minutes, and only 22 kids were shot instead of the 32 killed at Virginia Tech. And we're all supposed to congratulate them? Try placing yourself in the position of huddling under a desk for a full 2 minutes while a madman casually picks and chooses who gets the next fatal bullet. And tell me how long 120 seconds is. An eligible student or faculty member with a concealed gun can return fire in less than 2 seconds. And in every school shooting case where a shooter finds himself facing another person with a gun to stop him, he surrendered immediately. A good guy with a concealed gun can cause the shooter to take cover or run away, at least saving the lives of those students in his immediate area and dramatically slowing the onslaught down. But when nobody but the shooter has even 30 seconds to kill unarmed and defenseless students, the only equation is how many fatal bullets he can pump into people in the least amount of time. Congratulations, Northern Illinois University. Now, which college campus is next? And that's from Carl F. Warden. I thank you, Carl. Next thing I'd like to talk about is a soldier who says military ignores soldiers made gravely ill by tours in Iraq. Sergeant Stanford Mendenhall is a member of the United States Army's famed Fighting 69th Battalion, who is marooned at home with a variety of serious illnesses while struggling to stay alive. But for this soldier, the mother of all battles is taking place stateside, not on the distant sands of Iraq where powerful sandstorms blow around all manner of filth and toxins, as Mendenhall experienced directly. Suffolk County, New York soldier. I hear the music. We'll get back to you in a moment.
Okay, again, we're the D.N. Brilla Show, and we're on the Republic Broadcasting. We'll be right back about 2.5 minutes.
Hold on, I got to pick up the phone.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
Welcome back to the D.N. Brilla Show on Late Night with D.N., and we have Arthur Berkelow entertaining us tonight. It's a pleasure.
Okay, John. We're talking about Sergeant Stanford Mendenhall, who says that the military ignores soldiers made gravely ill by tours in Iraq. And Sergeant Stanford Mendenhall is a member of the United States Army's famed Fighting 69th Battalion, who's marooned at home with a variety of serious illnesses while struggling to even stay alive. But for this soldier, the mother of all battles is taking place stateside, not on the distant sands of Iraq, where powerful sandstorms blow all manner of filth and toxins, as Mendenhall experienced directly. The Suffolk County, New York soldier understands that a number of other members of his battalion are a lot like him, once supremely healthy only to serve in Iraq and come home physically and psychologically shattered from innumerable illnesses that are both hard to explain and virtually impossible to treat. Mendenhall and his wife Linda strongly suspect that a significant cause is depleted uranium exposure in the Iraq War. The same culprit is suspected in the cancer deaths of young soldiers in their 20s, as reported by AFP last year. Almost all at a total loss on what to do to help her husband, given the apparent unwillingness of the allegedly hostile military chain of command to help him, Linda explained their plight to the American Free Press. He can't work. She's working full-time. Money is scared, and aside from the sundry exams and some back surgery, the soldier claimed he has gone more than 2 years without proper medical care since leaving the battle theater. Mendenhall, who is now 45, having left Iraq in 2005 after just 1 year, has a number of vexing health problems. He said his problems started with a persistent severe back and chest pain, and that he now has chronic lung granuloma, sometimes linked to TB, along with pulmonary hypertension, osteoporosis, low testosterone, and a metabolic bone disease that befuddled doctors at the Mayo Clinic. Even the Mayo Clinic is befuddled by this. And blacks such as Mendenhall rarely get osteoporosis, he said, and it does not run in the family. His wife says he started out with the less severe osteopenia, but that it remarkably became full-blown osteoporosis in about 1 year from 2006 to 2007. The Mayo doctors felt they could not treat Mendenhall and advised he get medical treatment from the Veterans Administration, the VA, or a specialized military hospital such as Walter Reed. Ho, ho, ho. Depleted uranium, or DU, first was widely used as a weapons component by U.S. forces in the first Gulf War. It's an ultra-dense metallic substance that's used defensively in armor and is extensively used as a super-hard penetrating agent on the tip of explosive rounds to easily demolish armored vehicles and other hardened targets. Its detonation by U.S. forces, however, exposes combatants on both sides as well as civilians to radioactive fragments and aerosols, among other types of toxic fallout. It is dangerous and must be handled according to strict guidelines. When widely used, it can contaminate soil and water and can be ingested by unprotected troops and other people via the skin, through the lungs, open wounds, etc. Other health hazards for soldiers cannot be written off. They include experimental vaccines, insecticides, disease-bearing pests, etc. Linda recalled how healthy her husband was all his life until he served in Iraq in the infantry. She remembers him dashing out the door in the morning to work as a letter carrier before he went in the service. He did heavy lifting all the time. He was one of those people who didn't even need an aspirin, she said. Today, however, Mendenhall, who served in the Army a total of 22 years but has not been discharged, can hardly lift a thing. A tumor developed on a fracture on his back. He and his wife must also struggle with a military establishment whose chain of command makes him attend medical evaluation board meetings that assess his status for possible disability payment authorization down the road, but they have not given him line-of-duty status that could get him on an express line to a proper military medical facility. That's the VA we all know and love. Then there's the polite brush-off the Mendenhalls have been repeatedly received from Senator Hillary Clinton, Democrat of New York, when the former First Lady's legislative office was asked to help Mendenhall to get the right treatment, and much the same from Senator Charles Schumer, another Democrat in New York, his office. Apparent concern expressed in return calls amid claims legislators cannot tell the military what to do. They can't. The Mendenhalls have approached several private hospitals, but were told the treatment must be obtained at military facilities. The runaround never seems to stop. Linda says she's placed 600 phone calls to Joseph J. Tolutto, the Adjutant General of the New York Army National Guard in Albany. The purpose was to inquire about transportation, medical referral to Walter Reed, and incapacitation pay issues. She said she sent to Ludo 50 certified letters. God damn these politicians, even the ones that are in the service. But to Ludo, whose position puts him just under the governor in charge of New York National Guard units, allegedly never responded. Other military, doesn't that call for the man's resignation or firing? Wouldn't you say so? I would. Other military bureaucrats are said to have intervened to cancel appointments. They told us that the whole battalion was contaminated with depleted uranium, Linda said, referring to a family readiness group meeting routinely assembled for all deployed battalions to meet with spouses and parents of soldiers. Linda said her husband, with whom she has had four children, at times seemed like he could pass away, but they don't know what else to do other than to keep fighting. There is no longer the so-called war on terror, which was sparked by the 9/11 attacks. Instead, the war is here, against the very establishment for which the soldiers enlisted to fight, our government. And this is the plight of one soldier in Suffolk County, New York. And they just recently had an Associated Press poll, and they have decided to fix the economy. The best way to fix it is not with the rebate that they're giving, but is to get out of Iraq and stop spending all that money on a war which is not getting us anyplace. But it's putting money in the pockets of special interests, Mr. Bush and his oil companies. Hey, we elected two oil men. We elected an oil man for president, Mr. Bush, and an oil man for vice president. And I don't know how you folks feel, but every time I drive up to a gas pump, I keep thinking of, look what the hell the Republicans did to this country. $3 plus a gallon of gas. It was a dollar something before we elected Bush. Look what the hell they did to the country. Yet on the other hand, what is the Democrats offering us? They're offering, on both of the candidates who are fighting it out, they're offering us creeping socialism. A third-party candidate? The only decent one has now drawn out of the race, a fellow by the name of Ron Paul, a Texas congressman, who would make a decent president, but he has drawn out of the race. I have a suggestion. We got a young fellow who is a comedian, but his name is Eddie Murphy, but he's doing a magnificent job in a new movie. He's playing a 350-pound woman and eight roles in the movie. Now, doesn't that deserve a presidential nomination? I would say so. In fact, I feel the man was done out of two Academy Awards that he did with Dr. Doolittle and with The Nutty Professor. Now, that makes more sense to me than these clowns who are running for president, because I'm looking at the candidates from both parties, and I have never seen such a horrid bunch running for president. It seems to be worse this year than I've ever seen it. And 333,000 U.S. casualties. Are they covered? This is a report by Meyer Shenhua. As Iraq and Afghanistan, this is Thursday, February 14, 2008, as Iraq and Afghanistan war casualties soar to unprecedented levels, Bush's 2009 Veterans Affairs budget comes up short, wouldn't you guess? The Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA, will treat about 333,000 sick and injured veterans of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars in 2009, according to VA statistics released last week. That number is a 14% increase over this year's casualty total. Yet, despite the Bush administration's promises to prioritize the VA, even as other domestic department funds are cut, its annual budget request for next year places more financial burdens than ever on many returning soldiers. Now, at first glance, Bush's 2009 budget may seem like a boon to veterans. It would increase the budget by $3.4 billion. The president's ongoing commitment to those who faithfully serve this country in uniform is clearly demonstrated through this budget request for VA, said the VA secretary, the new guy, James Peake. And where did they get him from? the QTC Corporation, who's ripping off the American taxpayer and veterans. The government pays $495 for a physical evaluation, whereas if it's done by a VA doctor in a VA hospital, it's $89.80. Now, Secretary Peake came from that same company. Of course, you know, he had to resign from the company, conflict of interest, but where do you think Principi came from? He came from that company, QTC. And Mr. Nicholson, the man who came after Principi, was playing ball with QTC. And QTC and other HMOs like Humana, Empire, Aetna, they're in the process of trying to privatize the VA. They know there's billions of dollars in there that are intended for sick and disabled veterans, and they're looking to get their cut. And they're looking to get more than their cut. They're looking to cut the veterans out and to get that money in their own pockets. And this is what's going on. They're trying to privatize the VA. Anyhow, veterans advocates argue the budget's growth has not kept pace with the skyrocketing size of the veteran community or the increasing cost of servicing them. Bush only provides the news on increased budget without providing full facts on the increased demands and costs, said Paul Sullivan, who is executive director of Veterans for Common Sense. That's a good organization. Although the discretionary spending Peake mentions has indeed doubled since Bush entered office, the VA budget as a whole has only increased about a third, roughly in proportion to the growth of the veteran population, according to VA statistics. Peake's comparison of today's VA budget to that of 7 years ago also sidesteps the reality of changing market values. Congressman Bob Filner, he's now the chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, said that regardless of the administration's sweeping claims, the 2009 VA budget is not much improvement over last year's. According to Filner, the budget's much-touted 5.5% increase for veteran health care barely covers the cost of medical inflation. The service and sacrifice of our veterans is real, and the budget for the VA must provide realistic funding levels to meet these needs, Filner said in a statement upon the budget's release. I'm concerned that this budget proposal contains only modest increases for veterans' health care while paying for this slight increase with cuts in other veterans' programs below the historic levels this Congress has provided for in this fiscal year. For example, the new budget would require veterans to pay more out-of-pocket expenses, such as pharmacy copays and annual enrollment fees. Also under Bush's plan, the VA's medical research budget would drop below 2007 levels, with the expectation the department would outsource its research needs. The VA reduces its research budget in 2009 and sets sights on coordinating with other agency research activities. Agencies such as the Institute of Medicine, said Rick Jones, legislative director of the National Association for Uniformed Services, with so much unknown on traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder, it seems ill-advised to depend on outside agency coordination when these issues are veteran-centric. The administration's proposal cuts the VA medical and prosthetic research budget by 8%. And veterans rehabilitation research by 7%. It also slashes construction fund for new medical facilities by about 44%, with grants for construction of extended care facilities losing 49%. Moreover, after the 2009 VA budget increase, the Bush plan calls for billions of dollars in budget cuts over the next 4 years. According to Filner, for a system already playing a losing game of catch-up, the reductions could be devastating. The VA's backlog of claims and appeals has been exacerbated by funding shortfalls, said JAG, National Communications Director for American Veterans, AMVETS. Currently, 870,000 veterans. Yes, it's increased. There are awaiting decisions from the VA, a process that may take many, many months or even years. That's about the same size as 15 Yankee stadiums full of veterans. The administration has shown no signs of altering its 2009 VA request. In fact, it's currently immersed in a lawsuit defending its right to deny health care to Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. That's the case that's going on in San Francisco. It seems like over 800,000 veterans have filed constitutional, due process, and civil rights against the VA and its former Attorney General, Mr. Gonzalez. However, veterans advocacy groups aren't giving up. During last Thursday's testimony, Jones and representatives from several other organizations, including AMVETS, presented the independent budget, their own proposal for next year's VA spending. It would up the Bush budget by almost $3 billion, emphasizing mental health research and medical facility construction. The independent budget is by veterans for veterans and provides a full picture of veterans' needs and how our government can meet them. Our position is that the administration and Congress, having authorized funding for war, must now be prepared to provide sufficient, timely, and predictable funding to meet the needs of our war fighters and heroes. Despite the Bush administration's firm stance on the VA budget, some advocates see signs of hope. Last Thursday's hearing was not a battle, according to Sullivan. In fact, administration officials appeared interested in listening to what the other side had to say. While Secretary Peak and VA's top political appointees testified first, they broke their usual pattern of quickly departing the hearing room, Sullivan said.
We'll hear the music. We'll be right back.
Okay.
It'll be the last break before the end of the first hour. I didn't know how soon you had a break from us, Arthur. I know you got to go to another program.
Yeah, I'm on 10 o'clock on another one.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
RepublicBroadcasting.org. And make sure you have your contact information, Arthur.
All right, I'm going to finish this off very quickly. My name is Arthur Bernklau. I'm Executive Director of Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. We're located at 112 Jefferson Avenue in Port Jefferson, New York, 11777. Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. 112 Jefferson Avenue, Port Jefferson, New York, 11777. Best telephone number to reach us at is 631-474-4261. That's 631-474-4261. Now, getting back to this meeting here with Secretary Peek, Secretary Peek and the VA's top political appointees testified first. They broke their usual pattern of quickly departing the hearing room, Sullivan said. Instead of bolting for the door, Peek asked Undersecretary Cussman and Undersecretary Cooper to remain, two schifosos who are under indictment on that lawsuit. They're two of the people from the VA who have been named by those 800,000 veterans that are suing them in San Francisco. They asked them to remain, and they all remained and listened to the testimony of 10 different veteran groups. As casualties mount and the end of the Bush administration draws nearer, Congress will take up the VA request and likely by this summer propose its own version of the budget. And The news is not good with this Congress here. It is not good at all. And I just provided about a month and a half ago 240 pages on former Secretary of the VA Anthony Principi to the chief litigant, Mr. Erspammer, who is the head lawyer suing the VA, on Mr. Principi's activities with QTC, his own corporation, and a $250,000 bonus he got for quadrupling the contract. Now, whether they're going to indict him or not, I don't know. But they claim that he got the money more than 24 hours or taking office, that he may get himself off the hook. That would be a terrible injustice. But I'll tell you, I hope they put the guy in jail. This is where he belongs. And maybe he can join his friend Cunningham that they put in jail for 9 years with that contracting fraud. People ask me, what are you getting out of it? It sounds like you have a personal vendetta against these people. I don't have a vendetta against these people. I don't dislike them. The only thing I want is for my trivia collection. I would like to get a license plate made by these bums up in Stir.
And, well, I hope you get your wish.
Yeah, I'm Arthur Bernklau, Executive Director of Veterans for Constitutional Law, and we help veterans with their cases. And now most veterans are not aware that they are allowed to retain an attorney to fight the VA. That law was passed. It became law the 22nd of June, and in a month after that, 800,000 veterans filed suit. And veterans all over the country are filing suit against the VA. So what I'm saying is, the time is right. Take your case and take it into a real court.
Well, thank you very much, Arthur, and we appreciate you coming on, and we hope to have you back soon.
My pleasure. Always nice to deal with you and with Republic. Take care now.
Good night. Well, hang tight. We'll be right back for the second hour of the Dee Amberly Show on Republic Broadcasting. Yeah.
Gold has been and remains money, the most important money in the world. The only